Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, 15th day of the month of Elul. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for: Alina, Orna, Bas, Chaim, Chana, Yehoshua, Heschel, Ben, Nechama, Devorah, Raya, Bas, Michal, and Pesach, Bissalo, Ben, Achaya, Basheva. May they and all in need of Rafua have a Rafua Shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind all those still in captivity, our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, as well as Arvin, Tanel, Ben, Sonia, Siona, who's unjustly being held in Iran. May they speedily be returned home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dan Milner of Congregation Tiferet Israel in Austin, Texas, to share words of Divrei Chizik. Be followed by Rabbi Milner slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim: Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Sahal, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally, Rabbi Milner will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. I apologize that there seems to be some static. Hopefully when Rabbi Milner gets on the line, we will not have any issues. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Milner.
Well, thank you so much. I very much appreciate this opportunity and want to extend my appreciation to the Orthodox Union for providing this very important platform for Chizuk and for allowing us to come together during a very, very challenging time. One of the most interesting aspects of the mitzvah of Bikurim, the mitzvah of bringing the first ripe fruits from the farmer's field to the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, is the interplay between the role of the individual and the community. While the Torah's description of the Bikurim is actually quite terse, the Mishnah is much more descriptive, portraying the bringing of the Bikurim as an exuberant, celebratory display of community and togetherness. The Mishnah tells us that the joyous farmers would be marched into Jerusalem with great fanfare, escorted by flutes and droves of merrymakers. Shopkeepers and artisans would cease from their work, and they'd go out to welcome them. And although the individual farmer functions as the prime celebrant at the moment of offering these fruits, there's no doubt that the joy and gratitude that the farmer feels in his heart for Hashem's chesed is never without some communal component. As it says, "Samachta b'kol atova asher natan lecha Adonai Elohecha l'vitecha ata v'halevi v'hager asher b'kirbecha." You shall rejoice with all the goodness that the Lord your God has given to you and to your household, you and the Levi and the convert who's in your midst. But if we look at how the process of the mitzvah of Bikurim begins, we get a very different picture. The Mishnah tells us, Yored Adam betoch sadehu, a man descends into his field, the ro'eh te'ena shetikra, and he sees a fig or a cluster of grapes or a pomegranate that have ripened. He wraps a reed rope around the first fruits, and he declares, Hare elu bikurim, let these be bikurim, let these be the first fruits. Now, this scene casts the mitzvah of bikurim in a very different light. It's neither dramatic nor public. There are no players that mark the farmer down into his field. The farmer's laborers don't cease from their work to greet him as he descends. There's no accompanying ceremony whatsoever. Rather, the Mishnah presents a rather isolating, even detached scene in which the farmer embarks on a lone journey, descending into the midst of his field in order to discover and then retrieve the perfectly ripe fruit fit to be brought to the Beit HaMikdash. Now, based on this Mishnah, we learn the halakha that only ripe fruits can be brought as Bikurim to the Beit HaMikdash. Yet it's the individual farmer, not the community, who determines when the fruit is ripe and ready to be brought to Yerushalayim. The individual farmer must first hold these fruits in his own hands, see for himself and decide which fruits will remain in his field and which will go with him to be received by the Kohen and celebrated by the community. The farmer, through his own discernment and experience, must uncover and choose for himself that perfect fruit of his field. I'd like to suggest that the process of selecting the Bikurim from its lonely beginnings in the farmer's field through its public reception in Yerushalayim and finally at the Beit HaMikdash parallels what we're going through right now during Chodesh Elul, the month of Elul. During this month of profound introspection, we, like the lone farmer who descends into his field, must also descend into the vast orchards of our thoughts and deeds, and like the farmer, honestly and intentionally examine which aspects of ourselves are ripe and ready to be brought before Hashem in judgment, and which still need more time to come into their fullness. Let us use what time we have left before the Yamim Noraim to locate and to nurture those yet unripe aspects of ourselves and work on bringing them into realizing their full potential, so that we can confidently stand as individuals before Hashem on the Yom HaDin, knowing that we've offered him our best, most refined, ripest selves, and rejoice with the whole community in the glad knowledge that Hashem has accepted from us that which we have offered. I'm going to continue now with the recitation of Psalm 20. Lamanaseach mizmor leDavid, Yan Karana, Yom Sara, Yisagef Hashem, Elohei Yaakov. Ishlahach ezrecha mikodesh imitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchotecha ve'olat chaydash lefela. Yiten lecha chibavecha ve'chol asadcha yimale. Ranana bishuatecha ve'shem Eloheinu nigo. Male Adonai kol mishalotecha. Ata yedati ki yoshi Adonai mishiko. Yaneu mishvei kocho. Digvorat yesha yimino. Eila v'recha ve'ila v'susim. Va'anachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Ema karuvena falu v'nachnu kamnu v'nitodad Adonai Hoshia hamelach yanedu v'yom kareinu. We continue now with Psalm 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai roi lo eftar, bino desher yarbi seni, almei minuchot yina aleni, nafshi yeshovev yanecheni b'magle tzedek, leman shemoho, gam ki elech b'geit tol mavet, lo ira ra ki ata imadi, Shistecha u'mishantecha, heima yenachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan, neged sorerai. Yishanta b'shem en roji, kosi revaya. Ach tov ha'chesed yirdifuni kol yamei chayai. V'shalti v'veit Adonai le'orech yamim. Continue with Psalm 121. Shir lemalot, etzayonai, el harim ein yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, oseh shamayim va'avret. Al yitein lamod raglecha, al yanum shomrecha, hinei lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomrecha adonai tzilcha yad yiminecha, yomam hashemesh lo yakeka, v'yarech balayla, Adonai yishmorecha mikol ra, yishmore nafshecha, Adonai yishmore tzeit havoecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Continue with Psalm 130. Shir hamalot, mi mamakim karati Adonai. Adonai, shima v'koli, tiena uznecha kashiko lekol tachnunai. Im avonot ishmoryach Adonai, mi amahod. Ki imcha haslicha lemahan tivarech. Ki viti Adonai, ki vita nafshihi, v'lidboro hochalti. Nafshi la Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai. Im Adonai hakesed v'harbe imofdu, v'hu yiseh Yisrael mikol avonotav. Lastly, we recite Psalm 142. Matkila David v'yotel ma'avrat gila, Holy El Adonai is that. Holy El Adonai is Fanan. Eshkot lefanav tifi, sarati lefanav agihi. Itatef alai ruki biataya data, nifirati, oratu, ales tamufakli. Abed yamin wherever ain't li makir, avad menosim beni, ain't doresh lenafshi. Zakhi elef Adonai, amarti ata, machti felki beratachayim. Hakshiva el rinati. Kidalotim od hatilenin erod baiki amtumimeni otia mimasker nafshi lododet shemecha viyachziru tzadikim ki tigmol alai. Continue now with the recitation of Achenu. Achenu kol beit Yisrael hanatzinim betzavra uvshivya haomdim ben bayam uven bayabasha amakom yirachem alehem viyotziem mitzavra Birvaka, umeafela laora, unishibu ligula, hashta bagalabit van kariv, benomar amen. Mishaberach lechayle tahal, prayer for the welfare of Israel's defense forces. Mishaberach avotenu Abraham Yitzhak Yaakov, huyivareth et chayle tzvaganal Yisrael, veanshekho hot habitachon, haumdim al mishbar artenu va'are Eloheinu, migvul halavanon biabni bar mitzrayim, ומין הים הגדול על לבו הערבה, וכל מקום שהם ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו נגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צער ובצוקה, ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם. יד ברצוננו תחתיהם, ויתרין בחטא ישועה, ובעטרת ניצחון, ותוים בהם הכתוב. כי אדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם, להילחם לכם עם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. Now the prayer for those being held in captivity. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, יוסף משה ואהרן, דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וישמור וינצור את כל נדרי צבא הגנה לישראל ושבויו, ואת כל אחינו הנתונים בצרה ובשביה. בעבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה מתפלל בעבורם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, ויוצאים מחושך ותלמוות, ומושותיהם ינתק, ומנצוקותיהם יושיעם, ושיבם להרע לתק משפחותיהם. יודו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאותיו בבני אדם, וקוים בהם נקרא שכתוב, עובדי אדוני ישובונו ועל ציון ברינה, בשמחת עולם על ראשם. Lastly, we continue with the Mishaberach Lecholim, the prayer for the sick. Mishaberach Avotenu Abraham Yitzhak Yaakov, Moshe Veron David Shlomo, Hu Yivarech Virape Atacholim. שכל הקהל מתפללים בעבורם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם רפואתם, להחזיקם את חיותם, וישלח להם מהירה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לכל דבריהם וכל גידיהם בתושר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, השתה בגלה בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Milner. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, and Yeres Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.